It's marathon day here in Boston, and the runners are already making their way to the starting line in Hopkinton. Marathon organizers say scores of competitors won't make it to this year's race, though. About 500 runners have been grounded because of the flights canceled in Europe due to the erupting volcano in Iceland.
Ready?
All right. One, two, three.
Sounds from the Boston Marathon finish line yesterday. Lots of runners having their photos snapped at the line they hope to cross on Boylston Street later today. WBUR's Alex Ashlock is covering the race for us today, as he has for many years. He joins us in the studio this morning for a preview wearing his 2003 marathon jacket. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Bob.
I feel like we've been here before, as there is sort of a buzz today about American runners going into today's race.
That's right, Bob. I feel a little bit like the boy who cried wolf, because last year we talked about Americans Ryan Hall and Kara Goucher. They both ran respectable races. They finished third. Goucher isn't in the race today, but Ryan Hall is. He's a real threat, along with another world-class runner, Meb Keflezighi. Keflezighi won the New York Marathon last fall. He was the first American to win that race since Alberto Salazar back in 1982.
It's an honor to represent our country, and we're trying our best. And now we have to compete and then see what happens.
There hasn't been an American winner here since 1983, Alex. Do these guys have a shot at winning today?
I think they do. They've shown they could run with the best marathoners in the world. Keflezighi has that win in New York. He also has a silver medal from the Olympics. That was Athens in 2004. Ryan Hall has the second fastest time ever for an American in the marathon. He did that in London, 2:06:17. He won the U.S. Olympic trials back in 2007. He finished 10th in the Beijing Olympics, and also he has that third-place finish from last year here.
Before we came on the air, though, you told me that Keflezighi hasn't been on the Boston Marathon course since he finished third here in 2006.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He may be being sly today about that. He says 26 miles is 26 miles. But Ryan Hall is taking a different approach. He says the 26 miles in Boston don't compare with any other marathon courses in the world. The flat, fast marathon courses in London and Berlin, that's where the world records are set. Ryan Hall has been here for the last 3 weeks, and he's been training on the course almost every day.
As I've looked at the history of this race, there's been so many people from Boston who have done so well in this course, Bill Rogers, Greg Meyer, I mean, the list goes on and on. So obviously there's something to knowing this course inside and out. And I realized after I ran it for the first time last year, I just really didn't know it that well.
He told me something that was pretty interesting. He said he's been running sections of the course repeatedly, and particularly the hills in Newton, between 17 and 21 miles. And he said his times have gotten faster on those parts of the course, even though he really wasn't trying any harder. He says he simply ran these parts of the course faster just because he knew the ground.
So getting to know the race course, really, foot by foot.
Foot by foot, inch by inch. He mentioned, as we heard there in that cut, he mentioned Greg Meyer, who was the last American man to win the race. And I also had a chance to speak with him over the weekend. And he told me he'd certainly be very happy to get rid of that label, last American man to win the race. He said his friends are getting tired of hearing that, but he also said very important to know the course. He says that can make all the difference.
I liked knowing every inch of the course, but then I lived a mile off of it in Wellesley. I'd get in my car at night when I couldn't sleep, and I'd drive the darn thing. I mean, I was obsessed for about 2 years after losing in 81 with getting it done.
Another past winner, Bill Rogers, he won the race 4 times. He told me if he got to Cleveland Circle and he was in the lead, he was really hard to beat, and people that have been around here for a long time know that that's true. And as I said, it's also significant that Rogers has been on some runs with Ryan Hall on the course in the last few weeks.
So helping him train.
Helping him train.
What about the women's race? Some of the finishes have been very close in recent years. Could that be the case today?
It certainly could. Last year's finish, the closest ever, Selina Kosge of Kenya, just barely defeating Dire Tune of Ethiopia, the margin less than a second. Both those women are running again today. Tune, the victor in the 2008 race. Another very tough runner on this course is Russia's Lydia Grigoryeva. She's back today. She finished 6th last year, and she won the race in 2007. Joan Benoit Samuelson was in town over the weekend. She's a 2-time Boston winner. She had some perspective on the women's race today.
There seems to be a bigger pack longer into the race than there was initially or back when I started, when people would break away early on. there's a critical mass of women now running Boston at an elite level.
Speaking of breaking away early on, that's the strategy that the wheelchair racer, the great wheelchair racer Ernst van Dijk of South Africa, usually employs here. So you can look for that as well today.
And Ernst van Dijk could make history today.
Incredible. If he wins, he would have 9 Boston Marathon titles. That would be more than anyone in history.
You know, when I started doing this, I never thought about that. And after about the 6th or the 7th time, I came through the finish line and Jean Driscoll was there and I said to her, I'm going after your record now. So it's going to be special.
Jean Driscoll, of course, is the American wheelchair racer who was such a fan favorite here. She won the race 8 times. The athlete to watch in the women's wheelchair race today, though, is Japan's Wakako Toshida. She's won 3 straight.
I would imagine that the crowds will be cheering hugely, though, for Ernst van Dijk.
If he jumps out into the lead today, and most of the time when he's won here, he's won by huge margins. He comes down Boylston Street all by himself, and the crowd loves him.
Finally, Alex Ashlock, the Boston Athletic Association, the BAA, always honors the past winners on Marathon Weekend. Who did they recognize this year?
It was a great ceremony on Saturday morning. The 1980 winner, the women's winner, Jacqueline Gouraud of Canada, you all remember, I'm sure people remember, she had her victory ceremony delayed when Rosie Ruiz jumped into the race with about a mile to go. She crossed the finish line first. Ironically, though, Gouraud says she's even more famous today because of the way that race ended up than if she had won the race in the normal way, crossing the finish line first before Rosie Ruiz. She's running the race today to celebrate the 30th anniversary of her win, as is Lisa Rainsberger. She's the last American woman to win the race in 1985. The BAA also honored over the weekend Italian Gelindo Bordin. He won the race in 1990. He's also the only man to ever win the Boston Marathon and the Olympic Marathon. Jeff Smith, the winner in 84 and 85, an Englishman. And finally, Great Britain's Ron Hill was honored. Although Hill wasn't able to make it to Boston this weekend, he's one of the many European runners grounded by the Iceland volcano. He won the race in 1970.
As we said up top, about 500 runners from across Europe are not able to make it because of all the canceled flights in Europe because of the Icelandic volcano.
Right, and they'll be able to run next year.
And as I understand it as well, some of the late arrivals from Europe, and there are some who've managed to get here late, are able to pick up their bibs today instead of having to pick them up over the weekend, which is the norm.
That's right. If they can make it here this morning, they can pick up their bibs. It makes for a hectic day.
Okay. It'll be a great race, as it always is. And Alex Ashlock, we appreciate your time this morning coming in and talking to us about the 114th running of the Boston Marathon.
My pleasure, Bob.